Today is Daf Zayin of Maseches Erechim. We're on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. So we said that there's a machlokas in the Mishnah, whether or not a person who's being taken out to be killed, and he does some damage somehow, he trips over your coffee cup and he breaks your coffee mug, does he have to pay you for the coffee mug? That's a machlokas in the Mishnah, if you chayev for that or not. What's that about, that machlokas? What's that about? So, there's a few different opinions. We're up to the first, really mid-level line, only two of them. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Milva Alpeh, Govman Ayarshan. So, it's not a loan, but it's like a loan. In other words, if Reuven is being taken out to be killed, and Reuven breaks Shimon's coffee mug, Reuven has to pay. So it's like Reuven owes Shimon money. Now, Reuven's going to be dead in the next 10 minutes. So, does Yarshan have to pay? Says Rabbi Yossi, Milva Alpeh, Govman Ayarshan. So the fact that Reuven's going to be dead, so what? Pay the Yarshim. The Yarshim will have to pay. Reuven's Yarshim will have to pay for the coffee mug. That's all. The Rav, Govman Yarshim, right. Rav Amar, the Kuli Alma, Milva Alpeh, in a government Yarshim. Now that's not true. The Yarshim don't have to pay your debt. It's your problem. Now you're dead? Okay, no, you're off the hook. What can I tell you? The Yarshim don't have to pay. Hacha, the Milva Ksuva Badara can inflict. Here it's all different. Because the Torah says, if you break somebody's coffee mug, you have to pay. Right? So that's why you have to pay. Because it's in the Torah. And if it's in the Torah, it's like a star. And if it's a star, then that does pass on to the Yarshim. So you kick it out of it. Tanakam Esavar, Milva Ksuva Torah, Lav Ksuva Shtar Damya. If it's written in the Torah, right, it's not like it's written in a star. No. The Machlokes is about this issue. So yes, the Torah says you have to pay if you damage somebody else, his stuff. 100%. So he damaged his stuff. It's not written down anywhere. It's not a star. So the guy's dead. He was killed by Beis Din. The Yarshim don't have to pay. The Rabbi Yossi suffer. No, ksuv v'shtar damya. They do have to pay. Why? Because it's as if it's written in a star. But the Torah is a big star. So the Torah says you have to pay. You have to pay. Therefore, he has to pay. Okay, that's a machlokas. That's why the Tanakhava didn't mention anything about damages. And Rabbi Yossi said, no, you have to pay damages. Right? How's he paying damages? He's going to be dead in the next 10 minutes. Maybe Yarshim will have to pay that. But the point is, since it's written in the Torah, it's as if it's written in a shtar. There's no shtar here. What happened? The guy broke his coffee mug. Doesn't make a difference. It's as if it's written in a shtar. Vikas Masni Laha. Others have this machalokas in the following story. Hayotzi Lahareg. Hayotzi Lahareg, Hu Shechavu Bacherim Chayev. If someone's being taken out to be killed, and on the way he punches one of the Dayanim, whatever. Damages. Chayev. Acherim shechalvu bo peturin. But if someone else damages him, that guy's putter.
Because you're
going to
die anyway.
What? One second. Anyway. Rishir ben Elazar Omer, af hu chalvu b'acherim putter. If you damage someone else, you're also putter. I'm sorry, even if he damages someone else, he's putter. Right? Shlomitim lachazaras omeda amidas bezdin. You know why you're putter? Because the guy's been taken out to the gallows. On the way, he sees his arch enemy, he punches him. Putter. Why putter? We're going to have the Torah now about this. The guy's supposed to be killed. Says the Rabbeinu Gershom, it's Tzar Balei Chayim to have a dintari now about this punch. It's Tzar Balei Chayim to torture this guy. He's about to be killed. It's Tzar Balei Chayim to do that to him. You hear that? Others say similar ideas that you're thank you. It's V'ahavta Re'echa Kamocha. Other reasons why we're not going to delay his death sentence because they're going to have a Beis Din now about whether or not he punched you and how much he has to pay. So
what if he pulled the guard's gun and shoots him?
What?
What if he pulled the guard's gun and then...
That's a chiyuv misa. Okay, so ain't nechsel, then what are we gaining?
Nothing.
Right, nothing. But we want my money. So I want my money. He punched me. No, we're not doing that. Why not? Because either Tal Baal HaChayim or V'al Zecha Kamocha, delay. We're going to have a two-week trial about this issue. So no, we're not doing that. So to delay, he's being killed in the next 10 minutes. That's it. Michlal, we see from here, the Tanakhama Savar, Nithin Lachazar is a Beis Din. That you can go back and have a Beis Din? You can have a judgment about that? Only Rabbi Yossi said that. Tanakhama didn't say a word. Not Rabbi Yossi. This, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So what are the Tanakhama? Tanakhama said, if you punch somebody on your way to be executed, you do have a Beis Din. You have a Beis Din? What about Tzar Balei Chayim and you're delaying his end? What about all that? So Amar Rabbi Yosef, b'milvah al peh, so that can't be right. So we go back to what we said before. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Ben Milva Alpeh, Government of Yarshan Kamifliki. They're arguing about whether a Milva Alpeh, a loan that's not written down, you can collect from Yarshan. And here it's not a loan at all. It's a payment for damages. But it's like a loan in the sense that you owe the money. You owe the money. So that's what they're arguing about. Tana Kama Savar, Milva Alpeh, Government of Yarshan. You can't collect from Yarshan. For Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Savar, in a Government of Yarshan, you cannot. Rabba Omar, the Kuli Alma, Milva Alpeh, in a Government of Yarshan. Everyone holds, you cannot collect from Yarshim. They're arguing about the issue of whether if a debt is in the Torah, such as damaging somebody, is that written down? It is written down, therefore you can collect. It's not written down, therefore he said on the bottom line over there, on number B's, you cannot collect. So listen to this question. Listen to this. Hachofer bor b'Rishus HaRabim. If someone's Reuven's digging a bor in Rishus HaRabim. Now, is he supposed to be doing that?
No.
You don't do that. You don't dig a bor in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. V'nafal olav shor, and a shor walks by, v'hargo, and kills Reuven, the digger. Falls on top of him, and Reuven dies. So, right? Reuven dies. Now, Potter, the Baal HaShor, the Baal HaShor, is potter to pay for Reuven.
Right.
Why? Because Reuven asked for it himself.
Right?
He did it himself. You don't be in the middle of the street digging a hole. Shimon's Shor fell on top of Reuven and killed Reuven. Shimon is potter. Okay? Right. This is about discussion. What if a third party would have gotten killed? But okay, that's not the case. The case is the guy who's digging himself is the one who got killed. V'lo owed, not only that, elosh im meis hashar, if the shar would have died for some reason, shar died, yarshe bal habar chayavon l'shalim, demei shar l'baylov. What happened? A big accident. They both died. The digger died, and the shar also died. So Reuven's children, the digger's children, have to pay for that shar. Why? First of all, the bal hashar doesn't have to pay for Reuven's death. Not at all. Not one penny. Why not? Why doesn't it pay for Reuven's death?
It wasn't his fault.
It was Reuven's, 100% Reuven's fault. Not only that, if the shar died, Reuven's kids have to pay for that. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says in the third line, Alma, what do you see? Milva ksuva b'Torah. This is in the Torah, right? The damages. It's in the Torah. Kiksuva b'shtar damya. It's as if it's written down. And therefore the Yarshim have to pay. Vikasha laman du'uki plugsayu d'Rabbi Yosef v'tanakama d'masnisen b'imhidik. And so that conflicts with those who want to say that our Mishnah is talking about damage issues. The MK and Kasha Stama Astama. It's a stira between an anonymous Tana here and an anonymous Tana here. I don't know why it's such a stira. Rashi is a stira. Then Rashi says, some ask, this is a Kasha on Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Why? Because Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, you're not chayav for damages. Right? This is Avil Pliya Be'enai. How can anyone say that? Rav Shimon's a Tana. He can say whatever he wants. I don't know why the Tanakama here and the Tanakama there can't say whatever they want. Rashi says the Kasha, because it's the Tanakama, so you think it's the same person, and he's contradicting himself. I'm sure but someone else, some other Tana can argue. So the bottom line is, what's going on here? It seems to contradict. Do you pay for damages or not? So, Amar of Ila, Amar Rav. No. The issue was, the reason why we don't want to have a Beis Din, so we said we don't want to delay, right? You're not going to like this, Yossi? Amar Vila Amar Rav, Kisha Amar Badin. No, there was a judgment. So, what do you mean there was a judgment? There was a Din Torah. So, what do you mean there was a Din Torah? V'hargo Ketani. He got killed.
Right.
Right, he got killed. Right? What do you mean there was a Din Torah? There was a Din Torah if Reuven's Chaya for Shimon's Shar. But Reuven's dead. So what do you mean there was a Din Torah? Amar Vada Barava. No. Bisha Aso Trefa. He wasn't really dead. He was rendered a Trefa. He's going to die soon, but he's still alive. So he's still alive. So we can have a Din Torah about whether or not he's chayiv for damaging Shimon. Shimon's ox. Vamar of Nachman, Tony, Chaga, Meis, Ukvaro. What do you mean? We learned that he was dead and buried. So what kind of lawsuit is that? He's dead. So Vilchata, the answer is the Asvi Dine Apuma de Beira. No. There was a bezin happened to be right there by the edge of the pit. And as while they're both falling down the pit, there was a Bezin's psak right on the spot. And therefore, right? As the Rashi says, Hadatana Yarshin Chayavin, one day the Yarshin have to pay, Kigo and the Yasvi Dayane Apume de Beira, the Chavaya Biad Mishalim. They made, right away made this guy pay. So now that he died, he fell and he died. As he was being killed, as he was falling down the pit, they made a psak down there, and they told him he's chaya for the ox. And therefore, it's milvak suva ba Torah, because it's already been a psak, and therefore you have to pay. Okay. The Yarshim have to pay, exactly. Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Hayotzi lihareg, if someone is being killed, if someone's taken out to be killed, so what happened? Let's say it's a Monday afternoon. Monday morning, the guy brought a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and on Monday afternoon, he's being taken out to be killed. So the Kahanim are back at the Beis HaMikdash. So what do we do with this carbon? We heard that we got an email that today Bezin's killing, what's his name? Reuven?
It's Bezin. It's not a
Jewish court. Bezin. Bezin's killing Reuven because he did some Aveira. He was an Eid Zomim. So they have a chroza for that. So they announced that. He was an Eid Zomim. So they announced that Reuven... And the Kahanim are sitting at the Beis HaMikdash. This is the same guy who just brought a carbon now in the morning. So what should we do with this carbon? Should we sprinkle the dam? He's not going to be alive. Says the Gemara, Hayotzi lihareg, mazin alav midam chataso umidam hashamo. No, sprinkle the dam. Sprinkle the dam. Says Rashi, zorkin bishvilo dam chataso v'ashamo. Sprinkle the dam for the guy. V'lo havik echatos shemesu ba'aleha. It's not as if a chatos where the owner died. Calls man shalom erak as long as he's still alive. So if they announced that the misa will take place at 12 noon, so 9 o'clock in the morning you can sprinkle it down for him. He's still alive. I is going to die at 12 noon. So what? Right now he's alive. So sprinkle the down for him. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's still alive. He's going to be killed later that day.
So, if he'd already been killed, but they didn't know about that in the...
That's what I'm talking about. They didn't know.
Right, but is the carbon then valid? If it's...
I don't know. But the I want to ask a very interesting question. If he's being taken out to be killed, for what's he being taken out to be killed for? Some aveira that he did wrong. Which means he got hasra not to do this aveira.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Because if he didn't get hasra, he can't be taken out. So he got hasra, and what did he say when he got the hasra? I don't care, I'm doing it anyway. So right. There's a rule. So what is he then? It's a rasha.
Right. Yeah.
So there's a rule. We don't accept karbanos from Rishoyim. So how does Hakeith even come up? How is he bringing a karban when he's being taken out to be killed? If he's taken out to be killed, that means he got hasra for whatever he did. It's Mechal Shabbos. So he got a hasra about that. Otherwise, he can't be taken out to be killed. He got a hasra. Don't turn the light on Shabbos. He did it anyway. So we don't take karbanos from a Rishayim like that.
No.
Let's say that
they didn't
know.
They didn't know he was a Rishayim.
Well, let's assume they knew. What if they knew? So the answer is?
He brought the carbon before.
No. It's that morning. It's the same morning. The answer is, he did tshuva.
Right?
Now, doing tshuva will not save you from Misas Besdin.
Right?
Why not? Why won't it save him as
Bezin? Because everybody
that's how Hashem works. We don't know the reason for that. We don't know why.
I can't guarantee the truth is real.
Well, let's say it is real.
No. That's why you don't do it.
That's one reason. But whatever it is, we don't know why. But from the Beis HaMikdash, that did tshuva. Right? Interesting. Okay, anyway. Retzumazin ala v'dam chatazim v'dam hashamo. Chet ba'osa shah. While he's being taken out to the gallows, sheyotze liharek, he's being taken out to be killed. Kigon shira chelev, he saw a piece of meat. Savor shumanhu v'ochlo, he thought it was kosher. It turns out it wasn't kosher. So it was a mistake. It was an asham or a chatos. So while he's being taken out to be killed, he does an aveira b'shogig. Says the Gemara. We're not going to bring a carbon out for the guy. My time, why not? So Rav Yosef, we're going to delay now. The Gemara is so mocked but not delaying. We're not even going to let him bring a carbon. He just ate pshogig something. We're not even going to let the... Amalei Abaya, Ihachi, Senafila Reishanami. Then even in the Reish's case, what was the Reish's case? The Reish's case was he donated a carbon and the Kahanim are sitting around. What should we do with this carbon? No, the Mises at the 1 p.m. We have plenty of time to mock for this carbon. Plenty of time, let's do it. So that we don't say over there, well, it's going to delay the debt. We don't say that, right? So the answer is, Kigon, Shayaziv Chosavuch, Ba'osa Shah. No, the carbon's already shechted. It's already shechted, right? So, aval ein zivuch hazavuach. What if it wasn't shechted? What if it wasn't shechted yet? What would the halacha be? Lo, we wouldn't delay. Right? The only reason we said that they could sprinkle the dam, the only reason we could sprinkle the dam is because why? It's already there, it's already shechted. And what do we do now? Someone looks at his clock, oh, it's a few more hours to sprinkle the dam until he gets killed. Let's do it. If that wasn't the case, we wouldn't do it. Right? So what's the distinction whether or not we busy with kabanos for a guy who's being taken out to be killed? What's the issue? What's the distinction? If there's time to do it, we do it. If there's no time, we're not delaying, right? So adtani cheta ba'osa shah in his kakin lo. So if someone sinned on the way to the gallows, he did a sin. That's not the test whether or not we delay. The test is liflog l'zibidi day. The test is as follows: b'medav amamurim. When do we wait? We're not waiting. When we allow the carbon to be brought, it's already shechted. But if not. So the fact that he sinned now a new sin, that's not the reason why we're not delaying. The reason we're not delaying is because there's no carbon there yet. In other words, the distinction is, do we have to delay? Not when he sinned. The only distinction is, when's the delay? So the Gemara answers, that's what I meant to say. The whole distinction is, is there a carbon there right now? But if there's no carbon now, it's as if he sinned now. It's as if he sinned now, then it's kakan lo, and we don't wait. Fine.
No baal pelv is my point, is whether that's...
It's a machlokes about shas.
Throughout shas, whether you
could... And like, I borrow 10 bucks, and you say, yeah, hey, sure, no problem. Now, that's not written down. So mil baal pelv, so loans. So now, then, the guy passes away. So does the yorshman have to pay? That's a machlokes.
And the machlokes is based on the fact that we just don't know if the loan was real.
Even if we know. He never denied it.
So then what's the...
Because it doesn't have... Why should the son pay for his father's debt?
The estate.
Why should they? There's no such thing as it. Why should that be? Why? No. The estate means the son. He didn't borrow the money.
No, okay.
So I'm saying, what do you mean? So that's the discussion.
So 1 second. But how about two separate things? One, let's say the guy had... Well, you're saying the Yarshin.
Right.
Is the Yarshin taking the money when...
The minute someone dies, the Yarshim own it.
So it's not like it was his...
It's not like in America, it was an estate, you have to probate it. That doesn't happen in halacha. So why should the son pay for his father's debt? And then why should the guy who left it be out of the money?
Because it was never, if the father owned the money, it never was Yarshim to the son.
Ah, that's what some say. That's what some say, exactly. So by Milval Peh, since there's no kol, it holds the Gemara's about Mitzvah. There's no kol, no one knows about it, it's not written down. There was no expectation, maybe. So that's a whole discussion. Okay, very good. Correct. Yeah, you don't want to die with things weighing on your 100%. What? That's it. Exactly. Ha'isha she'yatzali hareg. Listen to this. A woman now that's the Navera. She turned light on Shabbos. Bibazin. She got hasra and she'd be taken out to be killed. Happens to be she's pregnant. Ein mamtinin la achdeli. Don't wait for her to have the baby. We do not wait for her to have the baby.
This is what he spoke about.
Correct. We don't wait for her to have the baby. Ha'isha she'yashva al mashbir, but if she's already in labor, then mamtim in la'ajitela, then we do wait. Why do we wait? No, what's the difference? Baby. What? Says Rashi.
Is that the Gemara that says you can't kill a woman and the baby?
No.
If she's
no. So says the Gemara, says Rashi, listen to this. Kivan de okar vina. Since the baby was okar, it was uprooted, vina, and it moved, starting to come out, labor started, mimkomo from its place, gufa achwinahi. It's a separate entity now.
The baby.
The baby's a separate entity. I can't kill the baby.
Not New York.
But until, listen to this, what the Gemara was saying. But until that happens, we're not waiting. Okay? We're not waiting. What?
Killing another wife. Why are you doing that?
What? Okay. We'll get to why. Listen to this. If a woman gets killed, nanin b'sa'ira, you're allowed to have hana from her hair. Even though there's a halacha, you're not allowed to have any hana from a mace. We're going to see on a base. Either it doesn't mean a hair, it means a sheitel. Or a hair is the exception, because it doesn't change after death. It doesn't grow, it doesn't die. It's just there. So it's an exception. It's a two. Either we'll get that on a base. Behemah shenerga, a behemah dies. A behemah is killed by Bezdin. Asur b'hana, you can't have any hana from that behemah. You can't take the hide, nothing, no hana. Okay, now, pshita, it's so obvious that we're not going to wait for the baby to be born, because gufahi, it's her body. Right? Mm. Right?
Wow.
Itzdruch. I would say it's slightly different. Sogat ha-dachamina. I would think, one second. Ho avakasiv kasha yashis olav bal ho-isha, that in Baba Kama, in Parshas Mishpatim, if somebody pushes a pregnant woman and the baby dies, you have to pay for the baby separately. So what do you see? A baby has value. Right? It's I don't know about an entity, but it has value, monetary value. So I would think, Mimona de Balhu, it's the husband's money. So this woman's married, obviously, but let's say she's married. And she did an Avera, amazing. She's being killed. And she's pregnant. So the husband's sitting on the sidelines. What's going on here? It's my baby in there. You're killing the baby? If somebody would kill this woman, I'd get paid for the baby. So why are you killing it? Kamash, we don't say that. We tell the husband, we're very sorry. You're losing the baby also. Your wife's being killed. She's a Rashanta, she's an evil woman. And the baby's dying also. So, v'machinami, but maybe the husband's right. Why are we killing the baby? Why are we killing the baby? He's right. If it would be a Baba Kama issue, he'd get paid. So why are we killing him? So Amar Vavo, Amar Biyochan, Amar Kwa, it's a pasuk. It says, Umesu Gam Shnehem. This is talking about when two people have adultery. Right? Two people have adultery. It says, Umesu Gam Shnehem, and they both die. The man and the woman takes two to tango, right? A man and a woman, they both die. So, it's obvious. They both die. Why not? So, obviously, Mesu Gam Shnehem is the rabbi says a Vlad. It comes to include the Vlad. But, no, it comes to include a Vlad.
A Vlad. Any Vlad.
Yeah, any Vlad.
Is it their child or the...
So the Gemara says, wait a minute, what do you mean, Umeisa Gam Shem? Seems to be something else. Let's assume a married woman has an affair, the boy's 12 years old. He's only 12 years old. He's not an adult. So, they have to both be the same age. And by the way, if he's only 12 years old, I think she will not be put to death. Because they're not both the same.
Right.
She didn't have Vera, and she's an adult. She's 14 years old. She's an adult. And he's 12 only. So, but not the same. So that's what the Torah said, basically, Gam Shneim. They have to both be the same age. So Gemara says, you're right, keep coming in Begam. The Gam teaches me the extra thing about the baby. Okay? We didn't answer the question yet. We're going to answer it in a few minutes. Okay, I want to answer the question. It's a great answer. Yashva al-Masher, but if he's ready in labor, then the halach is different, then we will wait for the baby to be born. My time, what's the difference? Kivan the akar, once they ready start to move, gufa achwinahu, it's another body, it's another entity, now it's for sure another entity, now you have to wait. Amravid amara, amar shmuel, hishiyotzali hareg, if a woman's being taken out to be killed, listen to this Gemara now, if a woman's taken out to be killed and she's pregnant, makinosa keneged beis harion, we strike her. We hit her in her stomach. Kidei shiyamas havlad, tchila. So the baby should die first. Kidei, in order, shlotava lidei nivol. It shouldn't come to a disgusting situation. Says Rashi, shim yehei chayos bevlad, vim yehei chayos bevlad. If you don't do that, what's going to happen? We're going to kill the mother, but the baby's still alive inside. Yatzel achar misas imo v'nivolhu. The baby's going to come out. Is the baby dead? I don't know. Is it alive? I don't know. But it's going to be a very messy situation. A lot of mess. Baby, dead baby. We don't want that. So we kill the baby first. That's what Rashi says. That's what Gemara says. Now, lememra, that means, dihi kadma umesa bereisha, that she dies first. Is that what that means? That the mother dies first? V'akaimalan devlad mesa bereisha. But we learned otherwise. We learned the baby dies first. Ditnan, we learned the Mishnah. I think it's a Nida. No. Where's this Mishnah? Baba Basra? Oh, it's in Nida also. Tinok ben yomo, nochel umanchil. A one-day-old baby is nochel umanchil. What does it mean, nochel umanchil? A one-day-old baby, the Gemara talks about, the case is where the mother dies. So the baby's born on a Monday, the mother dies on Monday. Who inherits the mother? The baby. He's 1 day old. 4 hours later, the baby dies. The baby's brothers now inherit him. Let's assume there's no father, right? So what happened? It's a different mother. It's a different mother. It's a different mother. So all the mother's possessions went to the father's other kids. How'd that happen? Because the baby inherited everything and then gave it over to the other brothers in the same day. Even a one-day-old could do this. One-day-old baby, nochel umanchel. From Rav Sheshes, nochel minichtei ha'em, he inherited from his mother, lahanchel la'achim and av, to give the father's kids. Because Rashi says, if it was the same mother and father, then there's no chiddush. There's no chiddush, right? Because he's one of the brothers, so there's no chiddush in that. The chiddush is, the mother had no shaykhus with these boys. No shaykhus to these boys. She has shaykhus to this one, his mother. She died in childbirth. The baby inherits, then he dies later that day, it could be 20 years later also. The baby dies, and then all the mother stuff goes to those other brothers, right? Now, I'm trying to bring a raya from here, that she doesn't die first, or she dies first. Dafka ben yomo, ben yom echad, avu uberlo. But not an uber. Not if the baby wasn't born yet, right? To have a nice beresha, because the baby died first. If the baby died first, then a ben yoreshesimo bekever. Then you can't inherit your mother in the kever. So the baby died first. Then the mother died. Too early, no inheritance, right? Lahan chalachim and av. So in here we see that the baby dies first, because the baby had to be born. Because the baby wasn't born, the mother died. The baby's already dead. So the baby had to be born. So you see, the baby's born first, and we just said a minute ago that the mother dies first. So the Gemara says, no. Hani mili gabi misa, gabi misa. No. We're talking about this is a regular death. A regular death. The mother died. Aidi divlad zutra chiyusa alaha tipa demalachamaves umachatech lahu sab satlusimanim. A regular case. A woman's not well. She died. Now, it happens to be she's giving birth. So the Malachamavis is over there. So the Malachamavis is it's a small amount of Malachamavis juice to kill the baby, because the baby's a tiny little baby. The Malachamavis kills the baby first. Aval Meherga, when she's killed, he makes a Beresha. Then she dies first. She's the one being killed, not the baby. So when a mother, a pregnant woman dies, even if she's about to give birth, the baby dies first. But in a case where she's being put to death by Beis Din, and she dies first, not a Stira. Vaha. Have uvda uparchas atlas parchuse. But there was a story once where the baby thrashed around for so many hours, for 3 miles, whatever. Yeah, midi hazanav atlah hamevarcheses. It's no different than a tail of a lizard. The tail thrashes around. It's not even connected to the body anymore. It's still dead. So thrashing is not a sign of life. Yeah. Okay. Good. Amar of Nachman. Finish the daf today. Amar of Nachman. Amar Shmuel. Isha Yosheva al Mashbir, Umesa Bashabis, Mevi and Sakin, we bring a knife, Ukorin as Hakresa, Umosin as Havlad. We take the baby out. On Shabbos. Do it on Shabbos. So Pshita, my oven, what malacha did you do? What malacha is that? Cutting open a dead person. What malacha is that? No malacha. Right? So Gemara says, Mechateich Basaru. All you did was cut flesh. What kind of malacha is that? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabban, let's bechal lahavisak in derech Rishos Harabim." No, you're bringing a knife from Rishos Harabim, right? What?
You're carrying?
Yeah. So asks the Maharit if we're going to be mechal Shabbos to save this baby, then why don't we wait for it to be born? Why don't we wait?
The mother died. You're losing time.
What? No, the baby's a nefesh. The baby's a nefesh. Yeah. We're going to be Michal Shabbos now to save it. So then why don't we wait for the baby to be born? It's a nefesh. What? I understand. So the mother died by Misa, right? Do we save the baby? It's just the opposite. We kill the baby beforehand so the mother shouldn't have...
Going back to the case of
Yotzi Lihareg. We don't wait. The baby's a nefesh, right? We're waiting. We're going to be Michal Shabbos now to save the baby. Why don't we save the baby before? We said, no, we're not waiting. Why not? The baby's a nefesh. You should wait.
Here it's considered
a nefesh. Why aren't we waiting? It's a very good question. It's such a good question, I don't even understand his answer. I'll read you the answer. It's an unbelievable question. Right? So he says like this. When the mother's being taken out to be killed, mutu lahargo, mishum shesofo lamus, sharehu yerech imo. It's just considered part of the mother. When you kill the mother, you kill the heart, and the lungs, and the kidneys, and the esophagus, and everything, and the baby too. The im came mutu lahakti misaso b'bnei nivul imo. So you're allowed to kill the baby first because of the nivul of the mother. I don't understand that. Right?
Okay, I'll say what, it's part of the baby in this case.
Then he gets the second answer. He says, "Rak shemesa imo mutu lachalav es haShabbos." Only when the mother died, you're allowed to be lachal Shabbos. Mishum da'achshav hu chai b'fnei atzmo. Now he's alive in his own right. Hello, agav imo, but he's not alive because of his mother. Av lochein achshav hu nechshav vlad. Now he's considered alive. Ach in imo lo mesa. If the mother's not dead, Eino kiyolad elo kiyarechimo. He's not considered his own entity. He's just considered an appendage of the mother. Mm-hmm. Now that needs a hesber. No, does it make sense? It's a great question. He thought of this question, the Ma'arit. It's a great question. So the answer is, it's different. That's the answer.
How can you tell me about the woman's being taken out to be killed?
What?
Are you worried about her being tortured or all waiting to be killed?
Yeah, you don't wait.
Let's say she's Michael.
Doesn't make a difference. No.
So, if we, in this case, if we can't take her hair and get her not from any part of her, how can we get her
not
from the baby?
What do you mean?
So you can't get her not.
You can't, you don't save the baby. You don't save the baby.
No, but in this instance, we do. We cut her open to...
That's the baby, she's already dead.
Right, but you can't take
her. Oh, no, because the baby's considered its own entity, that's why. That could sit, right. Now, one second. My kamashal, what was the chiddush over here? The misfeka machal and shabza? Because of her esophageal machal and shabbos? Tenin, that's old news. Mishan afla of Mapolis, there's a building collapsed. Safek hu sham, safek ain't a sham. We don't even know if there's anybody in there. Safek chai, safek nes. We know there's someone there, but we don't even know if he died or not. So maybe safek Kanani, safek Israel. We don't know if he's a Jew or a guy. You hire the bulldozer, and you clear out the rubble on Shabbos. You make that phone call. And if you have to drive the bulldozer yourself, you drive the bulldozer yourself. So all that's allowed. So the Gemara says, now the tema, I would have thought. There's a chazaka of life. Right? There's a chazaka of life. The guy was alive before the building collapsed. Right? But by the baby, there's no chazaka. Why not? He wasn't born yet. So therefore, I would have said, Meikara emalo. So we're not gonna go now be Michal Shabbos. Kamash Malon. Yes, we are. Okay? Yes, the Chaye Aryeh. One second. The first case here was Suffolk Shum, Suffolk Eino Shum. We don't even know if there's anybody even in the building. So what are you telling me? There's a chazaka of life. It's a chazaka. If you know someone's in the building, and now he was alive, and now the building collapsed, how you get the bulldozer right away, 100%. Hey, you don't even know if he was someone who was even in the building. So what kind of Suffolk chazaka? What kind of chazaka is that? He leaves that Tzarek
Ian. It could have been you saw somebody walking.
No, that's not a Suffolk then.
Towards it, you don't know if he got in the building, didn't get in the building, the building came down.
That's a suffix if someone's even there.
Right.
So what kind of chazak of chai is that? It's not a chazak of chai. Doesn't answer that question. It's a good question. Okay. Hisha shenerga. Now, we said you're allowed to use the hair. Vamai, how come you're allowed to use the hair? Yisira hananinu. It's asa bahana. It's amar rav. Because everything from me is asa bahana. Amar rav, bo meret. So we're talking about a shetel. But it's not a normal shetel. It's a funny kind of shetel. Bo meret, tenu sa'ari labiti. If the woman says, listen, I had such an expensive shetel. And mom just spent such an expensive shetel. Let my daughter get the shetel. So when she said that, she was sort of like mafkir the shetel to the daughter. And therefore you could spare the shetel. Ilu amra tenu yadi labiti mi avinale. What if she would have said, well, give my hand to my daughter before I die. I love my hand. I just spent so much money getting my hand surgery. Of course, that's ridiculous. So what's the difference, hair or a hand? We're talking about a shetel. First of all, it was a real hair. We're talking about a shetel. So a shetel's a different story. Now, one second. A shetel, not even part of her. So time of the amra ha tenu. Hala amra tenu, gufahi umitzar.
Right.
It's her own body.
Why is that?
Why? No, it's her own body. Then it's also, what kind of thing is that? It's a shetel. So, from Ibayle, Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. The Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, Now, we're talking about an irdi dachas, right? Everything in the city has to be destroyed. So, sa'ar, nashim, tzidkon, esmau. What about the hair of the righteous woman who didn't borsh avodah zara? So, amar rava, pei anachas kavi bayalei. We're talking about a sheitel. Right? We're talking about a sheitel. And Rashi says, e kigufe hu v'nitzel, is it considered her hair? It wasn't a sheitel like today. It was some kind of intertwined within the hair. I don't know exactly, because it's not treated like a sheitel. It's treated like almost, it's like a quasi thing. Is it a sheitel? Rashi says, e kigufe hi v'nitzel, is it like her body? And then it's spared, because if the tzikonios are not, she's not going to die. So then you're not going to burn her hand, or it's not going to burn her hair either. Oh, keep a mona, or it's like it's her money. The kaimalan, tzaddikim shebesocha, yotzin, the tzaddikim can leave the city, but umamona, arumim, they walk out of the city without any clothing. Why? Because all their stuff gets destroyed. They don't get destroyed. They don't get misa, but all their stuff does. So they walk out of the city without any clothes on. Funny thing. Right? So what about her sheitel? What about her sheitel? You know? She doesn't have any clothes on, but the sheitel she doesn't have to take off. That's it, right? What about the sheitel? That's when the guys come out of the mikveh. The first thing they put on is their yarmulke. Right? So same thing, right? So that's true. That make any sense? They're walking around stark naked, but she's wearing her sheitel. That she's not taking off, right? V'chol mamonim this rav, tiksiv es kol shal tikpos. Alma, what do you see from here? Misveka, from a suffek, Alma misapkale, eat gufa, you love gufa. So what's the story with the sheitel? Is it part of her body or not? So we don't know by Iri Dachas. Really, it is part of her body. It's part of her body. I said, what kind of sheitel is that? I don't know. It is part of her body. Since she said, Tenu, I want to give it to my daughter, she was sort of like mafkarit, that's a different halacha. Then he's taka, take it off. That's the case when the Mishnah said you can take off the hair. We're talking about a sheitel when she said, I don't want to die with it. I want it to go to my daughter. Kika bi boile, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, the toli besichta. That's because it was on a peg, on a sheitel head. So it's not really a sheitel. Hacha de mechaber ba. But if it's connected, it would be a different story. Taima, the armor tenu. And then she said, I want to give it over. Halo amar tenu, gufihi v'mitzar. Otherwise, it would be considered her part of her guf, and then it would be usher irni dachas, and it would be usher to touch it also if she's died.
Isn't this a great riot that a married woman should cover her head?
Yeah, that's an old story. Yeah. One second. Kasha le l'dachem by Yitzchak. We've got to finish. L'dachem Yitzchak had a kasha on this. What was his kasha? His kasha was, for a dumr de behema katani. But it says, a woman's hair you can use, and a behema you can't. So you see there's a connection. Like the behemoth that was killed, you can't touch that. So we're talking about sheitel, a complicated, what kind of sheitel was it? On a sheitel head, on her body? So nothing to do with that. So it's just like a behemoth. Mahasam gufe, afachanami gufe. There it's the animal's skin. Here we're talking about a woman. El amar Nachman, zu mitza osarta, vzu gemar dina osarta. The answer is, you know why you can use hair? Because it doesn't change after death. So it's not really considered part of her, and therefore it's not asabahana. Unlike an animal, where it is asabahana. That's the answer. Tani Levi kavasei derav. Tani Levi kavasei derav Nachum. They're used by Yitzchak, so it's a machlokes. Tani Levi kavasei derav. Aishi yatzu lehoreg. If a woman's going out to be killed, varman she says, Tenu sari lebiti. Give the hair to my daughter. Nosnin will give it. Mesa. But if she's dead, ain nosnin. The neisha mesa asabana. It's asabana. Pshita. Ella shani de mes. Shuni hames asabana. It's the accoutrements, not the main, not a guf. Jewelry. Jewelry's not a sabana. She died, she's wearing earrings. You can't take those earrings off? Of course you can. Not, so sheitel's all different. Sheitel's all different. Tanaka vazi derabdacha by Yitzchak, Isha shemesa, if a woman died, nan and besaira, you can have the hair. Behema shaharga, asur bahana. Behema died, you can't touch the skin. Ma hefesh bentel, what's the difference? Zu misa so sarta, kizbaya behema, the misa makes it usher. Zu over here, Gemardin Osarta, one. The Gemardin makes it Osir, since the hair is not Osir, it doesn't change, that's what Rashi says, because it doesn't change. It doesn't change after death, therefore it's not Osir Bahana. Alright, we'll stop here, I want to do a little more. Hajin Allah, Hakal Ma'arichin, Ma'arichin, Hajin Allah, Hakal Ma'arichin, Hajin Allah, Hakal Ma'arichin. We'll pick up tomorrow with the new parak. Everybody have a very good day.